At midnight tonight, LeBron James becomes a free agent, and everyone is wondering, what is he going to do? Is he going to stay in Cleveland? Is he going to go elsewhere? Could he win a championship maybe in Chicago with the Bulls, maybe in Miami? The New Jersey Nets, the New York Knicks are all trying to get LeBron James, and we have gathered, we have spoken with fans from each of these cities. Five cities. They all are going to pitch their city to LeBron James, and playing the role of LeBron James today is our own Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
You're already on the record in the show of saying that you think he should go to the New Jersey Nets, but you're not deciding as Ibrahim today. You're going to decide as LeBron James. So here we go. Here's Peter Patakos from Cleveland with his pitch.
This is where he can live the best story. The fact that he just means so much to the area here, he can just mean more. To turn his back for extra money or for extra exposure when he could have stood for things like community, loyalty, family, staying in Cleveland and winning even one championship, he wouldn't have to win more than that. And he could still have all the money and exposure and everything else in the world. So in the end, I think he will stay, and I think it's the right thing for him to do.
A strong argument from Cleveland there.
If I'm LeBron James, why do I stay in Cleveland? I think it's like what he said about my family and my community. I've stuck by my friends that have all been in Ohio that whole time. But if I'm LeBron James, I'm thinking, if they've done everything they've could for 7 years and we couldn't get a championship, we had the best record in the NBA for 2 years in a row and we still couldn't do it. And the core of the team, I'm not sure. It seems unsettling. I don't know who the coach is. I'm not sure if that argument holds
up. And I've got my own plane to fly back to Akron anytime I want.
All right, let's move on to Florida. Miami just won a championship 4 years ago, and LeBron himself supposedly described the pairing of himself with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh as the dream team. That's what he called it. So here's Miami Heat fan Sarah Talale from Fort Lauderdale.
Who doesn't want to play alongside superstar Dwayne Wade, who has already led the Miami Heat to a championship, and he would get to play for the legendary Pat Riley? Who doesn't want to come to Miami for its nightlife and its sizzle, and perhaps most important, no state income tax?
No state income tax.
That's a multi-million dollar issue there for LeBron James.
If I'm LeBron James, I'm savoring this opportunity to play with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and have this dream team almost and play with the all-star, the legendary Pat Riley. However, if I am LeBron James, I'm realizing that Miami is a football town. It's not a basketball town. I don't know if I want to go there. And and also, I'm not sure. Is it going to be Dwayne's team or is it going to be my team? I'm not sure. Me and Dwayne don't have to talk about that.
Well, it'll be LeBron's team. But the issue of it's a football town, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point.
I think that's dead on, LeBron. So
all right, well, let's move on to my newly adopted state, Jersey. The Nets could definitely use the help. And here's a Mike Arama. He's from Four Sportsman Radio. He thinks they already have the nucleus there for LeBron to come in and really succeed.
We got a plethora of young talent available. We got a good draft choice. And, hey, we got one of the richest men in the world as our owners, Jay-Z, one of the biggest rap moguls. The world is yours, King James, and it all starts in New Jersey, baby. Sign with the Nets. The future is yours. Golden.
And
he gets an A for effort.
Absolutely.
That guy.
Also, they're going to be playing in Brooklyn in a couple of years.
In a couple of years. So if I'm LeBron James, there's a lot of points there that I like. I really like what they've done with Brooke. They got Brooke Lopez at center. They got Devin Harris, and they picked Derek Favors. I like the nucleus that they
got
have
rid
of players.
Of the coach.
But they have a new coach who won a championship as a player, and he took his team with Avery Johnson, took his team to the finals as a coach. So I really like the nucleus of the Nets. I don't like Newark. I don't want to go to Newark for 2 years. I'm not sure. Newark versus Cleveland, Newark versus all these other places. I don't know.
If you live in Cleveland, you can handle New Jersey.
Exactly. If I'm LeBron,
that's terrible on both your parts.
I'm going to get so many emails.
We're going to move on to Chicago because I'm just not going to allow that kind of meanness here. Go to the Chicago Bulls. Chicago feels like they're a done deal. Obviously, though, when you think of Chicago, you think of Michael Jordan. So, there's this whole legacy thing. But Bob Madison thinks it's a good case.
Michael was the only one who's brought six championships to Chicago, and he would be the one to deliver a seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. And the number one reason why I think he'll come to Chicago is that the core young players for the Bulls offers him the best opportunity to win immediately.
What do you think?
Listen, if I'm LeBron James, the primary reason why I haven't won a championship yet is because the defense of the Cavs has not been championship level. What the Chicago Bulls bring is a core of young talent, like he just said, but they also have this new coach, Tom Thibodeau, who was the defensive coordinator for the Celtics that created that Celtics defensive mentality. I really like the Bulls, and I like them for that defense.
It's never going to be like Pippen and Jordan and that
but
ensemble.
But if I am LeBron James, I don't necessarily want to be in the shoes of Michael Jordan. I don't want to have to come to the stadium every day and see Jordan's shadow. I mean, statue. Right. His statue.
Yeah, there is a shadow there. Well, let's finally move on to the New York Knicks. They have needed a superstar for a long time, but they haven't won a championship since I was literally in diapers. Even Mayor Michael Bloomberg is getting on the act trying to get LeBron here. Jeff Blank thinks if LeBron builds it, they will come.
If LeBron is able to come to New York and deliver a championship, he will be the superstar in all of sports. There is no doubt about it. The city is dying for somebody to come in and rescue the Knicks. Patrick Ewing was not able to do it, and LeBron can come in and do it. The nucleus is not there just yet, but they have young players like Danilo Gallinari and Wilson Chandler. And I'll tell you this, other players will follow LeBron.
Check is in the mail there.
If I'm LeBron James, I'm not so sure. Is Dolan the owner of the Knicks? Is he really a basketball guy? And also, do they really have the talent around them? If I'm LeBron James, I'm looking at the Knicks roster and I'm really concerned. I'm really worried. I'm worried about their draft choices this year. However, if I'm LeBron James, I really like Coach Mike D'Antoni. I like when we worked together in the Olympics. That was the only championship I've had as a grown-up, and I like his system. I like what they've done, and I know people will come around. And if I'm LeBron James, I know I'll be a legend forever if I come to New York for the New York Knicks.
Okay, Ibrahim, I'm going to get you on the record here. I know you, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, you think he should go to the Jersey Nets, but LeBron James, what do you think? What pick is he going to make?
You know, I think it's one of the most difficult things. It's one of the most talked about things in the country is LeBron James. Where is he going to go? Where is he going to go? This is a beautiful moment, and I'm stuck in the moment.
You're savoring the drama.
I am savoring the drama. I do think that he will go to Miami or the Nets. And I hold out hope because I am a suffering Knicks fan that he will come to the Knicks.
All right.
Keep holding on to that.
That's
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is our Takeaway Sports contributor.